You can click on the next animation whenever you're ready.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory. As I bake like a Christmas ham, let's continue. Okay, guess we already did that one.
You keep rubbing slowly, making sure not to alarm her.
Why is he going so slow? I mean, this is taking forever. Can you go faster?
All right. I'll indulge you this time, kitten. Oh, he sounds
saying
like Superman.
Saying this, you pick up the pace with a smile.
Sure, I'll pick up the pace.
Enjoying the teasing, Sophie's head falls back. While you use the chance to pull out your cock.
Huh? Why'd he stop?
Curious, Sophie brings her head back to see what's going on.
What are you doing? Also, why did it take so long for you to do it?
Making sure your kitten gets what she wants as well.
Reveling in her reactions, you start rubbing Sophie's clitoris.
So, how does it feel? Man, he's starting to sound more like a superhero from the 50s.
Fuck me.
Ask nicely.
Oh? This is actually fun.
I'll consider fucking you if you ask nicely, understood?
I can't handle this anymore. This feels so good. Please.
Please what, kitten?
Please fuck me.
Good job.
Satisfied, you slide her panties to the side and abruptly slide your length inside.
Fuck!
Not giving her time to relax, your hips start swaying. Suddenly, you stop moving with your dick still inside her.
Move, please.
In a minute, kitten. Let me admire my work a little first. Oh, come on, don't be that pretentious.
Impatient, Sophie starts moving her hips against your dick.
Now. Behave, okay? Or else. Oh, now you're being an idiot.
Yes.
However, she ignores your warning, enjoying the ecstasy. So without notice, you pick up the speed.
Fuck! Fuck!
Again, Sophie's head falls back in pleasure. Seeing this, you grab her hips, instantly picking up the intensity.
He's slamming her. Can I still use the... Yep, I can.
Can't.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Be good or I'm really gonna have to discipline you. Bad kitty.
Going around the swing until your dick is positioned next to Sophie's face.
Let me teach you how to be quiet.
Saying nothing more, you slowly push yourself into Sophie's mouth. And getting used to the warmth of her mouth, you start moving. As moments go by, your dick slides deeper and deeper. As Sophie's throat gradually gets used to your size, you continue... Although soon, you notice a few tears welling up in Sophie's eyes.
Fuck, did I take this whole shit too far? She doesn't look that happy.
Not knowing what to do, you stop and slide your dick out a bit.
Sophie, you okay?
However, the moment you stop moving, she starts sucking you off.
Holy fuck. This woman's a freak.
Seeing how desperate she is to suck you off makes your dick throb.
Fuck, there's no way I'm lasting long if she keeps this up.
Wriggling her body, Sophie sways herself. The motion helps her start deep-throating you.
Fuck!
Suddenly, your cock starts throbbing hard. So grabbing Sophie's neck, you shove your length even deeper down her throat.
Are you trying to kill her? That's it!
Finally, you reach climax, letting your semen pour down her throat.
Shit!
Still panting, you take a step back, and your now limp dick slips out of Sophie's mouth.
First I thought it said slaps her in the mouth. Yeah, bitch! What? Shit, she had semen in her mouth. She'd probably choke. Gonna kill you, Grim!
As you do, her head falls with the motion, her eyes closed.
Fuck, did I grab her neck too hard? Why isn't she moving? Did my dick kill her? Sophie, okay, calm down. The day will repeat even if I did. It will, right?
Yes, Master.
Fuck yeah, she's alive. Wait, Master. Is this how you get a sub?
Master?
Suddenly, the phone starts ringing from the other room, making Sophie snap back to reality.
Quick, help me out!
Naturally, you untie her, helping her not fall to the ground. Finally up, she hurries to the phone and you follow.
Yes? Oh, I was just showing him the swing.
Saying this, Sophie looks at you, biting her lip.
He wanted to inspect it in detail. Yes, that's why it took so long.
It really was a detailed inspection, if you know what I mean. That sounded lame, even in my head.
While you're doing stand-up comedy in your head, Sophie finishes her conversation.
So, ready to conclude the bye?
Didn't we do that already? Wink.
Nice one.
Smooth.
Still in a great mood, you pay for the swing and fill out some forms.
Well, that's that.
Guess I should play the customer act to the end. It should arrive in about how long?
Usually a day or two.
I'll be expecting it soon then. And what now? I should just walk away, right? Based on what the site said. Although I want to make a chance for us to meet again. After her shift, hopefully.
Still not sure on what to do? You head for the exit.
Hey.
Oh, thank God.
Doing your best to hide your excitement, you turn back to Sophie.
Yes?
Wanna try it again? The swing, I mean. When it gets to your house, of course.
There are other things we could try, as well.
Okay.
Shyly, Sophie tucks a strand of hair behind her ear.
She's in full sub mode now. Well, you have my number. You should probably use it before I lose interest. Damn, I sound like a fucking asshole.
Sure.
Of course she likes that.
Finally, you give Sophie another wink before leaving the store.
Well, we finished Sophie's story, I think. This whole repeating day thing is kind of tiring me out. Guess I'll take one evening for myself and go play some games on my PC or something. Oh, something might be happening. Oh yeah, we gotta do Amy. For myself?
As usual, you find yourself at the end of yet another day, stretching, your joints crack under pressure.
Yeah, I've really been at it these last few days. Always wondered when the after effects would come in. Guess it's now, huh? Ugh, so what to do before the reset today? Or better yet, who to do?
To mind come Jessica and Elizabeth, only a door away. Along with Ellie, who's eagerly waiting for you. However, for some reason...
Whoops.
Up to mind comes... Of course, you also remember Megan and Zoe, most likely plotting their threesome. However, for some reason, all of these options don't really appeal to you.
God, what did my life come to? Sleep? Fuck? Sleep?
Pretty much.
Is this my meaning now? When does it end? Wasn't all that bad, though. The things I did and... things that were done to me?
Remembering it all puts a smile on your face, but the satisfaction doesn't last long.
Still, when the day continued...
Instantly, you shudder at the memory.
That shit was scary.
Thinking about this makes you do a double take.
Shit. Can't believe I even committed suicide. What about all the shit I did to some people?
Even though you're aware that everything you did is, in a way, a cry for help. Deep shit. You still can't help regretting your actions.
Gotta figure out what's going on. I can't keep living like this. I'm turning into someone I don't recognize.
You stare into nothingness, finally analyzing the situation you're in.
Worst of all, I still have no idea why the day keeps repeating.
Thinking about it makes you come to a few options.
Maybe I'm dead? Or in a coma? Wait, am I being punished for something? Is anyone else in this loop? Also, why did everything freeze at one time? I'm going nowhere with this. What's the point in even having all these questions? Not like I know the answer to a single fucking one.
Letting out yet another loud sigh, you come to a conclusion.
I need a break.
Suddenly, sounds coming from outside the house give you an amazing idea.
Fresh air, it'll definitely help me clear my head.
Putting your shoes on, you leave the house unnoticed. With an exhale, you release all the remaining stress still flowing through your body.
Already feels better.
Taking your time to look around, you notice something unusual from the corner of your eye.
Weird. Shouldn't they close like an hour ago?
It takes you a few seconds to recognize the familiar silhouette.
Isn't that...
She closes and locks the main door, looking awfully suspicious.
Sophie, what's she up to?
Remembering what she said to you during your last conversation.
Her plans later tonight were going to a closed mall? When I asked her out, she said she's busy. The fuck? I actually kind of feel offended.
Suspiciously, she looks over her shoulder. Finally leaving the scene with a hastened pace. Naturally, the whole situation leaves you intrigued.
I should just ignore it. Well, where to next?
Even though the will to continue with your primary goal is strong, your curiosity quickly becomes unbearable.
Damn it. Why did she look so sketchy? Now I can't stop thinking about it.
Curious, you find yourself torn between the two options.
Follow her.
Coming to your decision, you follow Sophie's trail. A couple missed turns and lost tracks later.
Where
Welcome
in the...
to the purest street in the world. Don't be surprised to find beautiful ladies who will be more than glad to lead you to their alleys. You may also encounter some nice men in their white vans. Oh, watch out for the homeless people, too. They like pissing on newcomers. Don't take it to heart. It's their way of making their claim on you.
What is this place?
After a detailed look around, you move your attention back to Sophie's whereabouts.
I saw her go this way, but... Where is she?
Using your excellent stalker skills, you spot Sophie in the midst of a crowd.
Found her. What's she up to?
Sophie goes into the building across the street, a buff guy opening the door for her.
Oh shit, the hell's going on here? There's even security?
Deciding to get to the bottom of her suspicious behavior.
Hey buddy, hey buddy! No.
You cross the street and get to the bouncer.
Ignore him or pretend to know him. We're gonna save this and see if I... because I don't want to fuck up.
Lifting your chin up, you go for the door like you own the place. However, you're found stuck in your tracks by a large, hairy forearm.
Ew. Can I help you? Yeah, you can open the door for me.
Hearing this, the bouncer almost bursts out laughing.
I can also rearrange your face. How does that sound? Don't you know who I am? Do you see me opening the door for you? Damn, he's smart. I'm a regular here. Sure, and I own the place. He's not budging one bit, huh? Let me get your name and I'll file a complaint. I feel like some Karen now.
This time around, the bouncer can't control his laughter. He even wipes a tear off.
Damn, you got the man crying. Thanks for the laugh. Since you just made my night, I'll let you leave with all your teeth, okay?
The amused face turns into an angry glare in mere seconds. It's more than enough to send shivers down your spine.
He's big, I give him that. Still, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, right?
In one last attempt,
no,
to get
you're gonna get your ass kicked. That man gonna whoop your ass.
Chin. Naturally, your fist gets caught midair, not even close enough to feel the bouncer's breath. It doesn't take you long to realize you fucked up.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. If you put a thumb inside your fist, you'll only end up with a broken finger. Still, though, where there's a failure, there's always room for improvement. Original quote, FYI. Not how I imagined this would go. Thanks, I'll work on it.
The security guard nods, still holding onto your fist. And finally, his fist opens up.
Happy to be free. You take your thumb out.
While he, putting a thumb on top of his fist.
And you place it like this, see? Now that's a fist. Thank you? Does he realize I just tried to sucker punch him? Wanna test it? What?
Saying this, he instantly gets closer.
Come on, hit me.
The bouncer brings his face a bit closer, giving you an open shot.
I'm gonna try this again if I fuck up. But I'm gonna try to punch you. Here goes nothing.
Swinging your arm one more time. You punch the bouncer, straight to the jaw. However, to your disappointment, it doesn't affect him in the slightest.
What's this man made of, bricks?
Horror courses through your whole body when he turns to look at you again. A creepy smirk making its way on his face.
Not bad.
Still smiling, he traces the spot where your punch landed.
My turn now, right?
With no time to even respond, you feel a bone-crushing blow to your face. Soon after the pain comes darkness. Last thing you see is a big silhouette standing above you.
Damn! When did I become such a pussy? At least I had the balls to try,
some
right?
Some bravery, some stupidity.
Definitely gotta be more careful next time. Alright. So we can do that again. Oh shit, I done fucked up. I know I saved, but if I'm just going to the mall in the evening...
Staying up most of the night is not an option anymore. Determined, you find yourself...
Determined,
the mall,
not determined.
...waiting for Sophie to show up. Everything except the weight of your curiosity stays the same.
I'll just get to the bottom of this and that's it. I repeat, there's already enough on my plate. Last thing I need is a pile of more shit on.
Finally, Sophie walks out of the building, looking suspicious, just like before.
There she goes.
She soon disappears into an alley, leaving almost no trace behind. She soon disappears into an alley, leaving almost no trace behind.
Damn, she's
coming
fast.
To your decision, you follow Sophie's trail. A couple missed turns and lost tracks later. Welcome to the purest street in the world. Don't be surprised. You may
also
Don't take it's there after a using your excellence. Sophie goes into the build, deciding to get you across the street. Coming up closer, you acknowledge his presence.
Hey, man.
Hearing your voice, the bouncer turns to look at you, eyeing you up in the process.
Yeah, long time no see. Yeah, I don't think I saw him around before. How you been doing? Good. Was he at Denny's, maybe? I remember you talking about working here, so I just wanted to stop by. Yeah, how's the fam? I'll just roll with it. Amazing, thanks for asking.
Noticing the awkward silence slowly creeping in, you go for the killer question.
How's work? Peaceful so far. No trouble? There weren't any fuckboys, so it's pretty boring, actually. Fuckboys? Yeah, smartasses that try to enter like they own the place. Oh, yeah, yeah, you told me about those. What do you do when they try, though? I just civilly explained the rules here. Must have been drunk out of my mind if I talked about work with someone. You trying to tell me they're all civil? I know he's big, but pride comes before failure. But some people would try the physical route, the route, rather, if they're so desperate to go in.
Yes, some people are stupid like that.
Those get a special treatment.
In an attempt to get his point across, the bouncer crunches his fists together, his bones cracking.
Nice, poor souls. Wait, how do people get in then? Either you're actually a regular client or you get invited. Didn't see Sophie having a hard time getting in by herself. That must mean she's a real regular, right? Well, people do suck ass. True that. Looks like he really thinks we know each other. Maybe he'd even let me in. So when am I getting that tour you promised me? Tour? Yeah, you said you'd give me a private tour one day. That does sound like something I'd say. Although, he doesn't seem like my type, like, at all. Sorry, but where did we meet exactly? My memory isn't what it used to be. Oh shit, you forgot about me?
With a fake laugh to buy time, you try thinking of a way not to get caught in your lie.
You must have been really fucking wasted. No hard feelings? Of course not. Happens to me all the time. Better get the hell out of here before he starts questioning everything. Anyway, man, it was nice seeing you. Heading out? Yeah, the night's still young.
Saying this, you pat him on the shoulder, insinuating you have places to be.
All right, have a good time. Thanks, you too.
You wave the bouncer off before leaving from his sight. Retracing your steps, you make it back to the mall, and from there, it's an easy way home.
Well, that was interesting.
With each step up the stairs, your head keeps doing cartwheels, constantly thinking of ways to get into that building.
Bribe? God knows how much he's going to ask, even if he is down for some bribery. Honestly, don't know if I'll come out as a winner if I engage in any type of fighting with that guy, though. He puts the stone to shame. It means the rock.
After going through many reckless ideas, you decide on one with the least amount of bad outcomes.
I'll just go ask Sophie if she could help me. From what I understood, she's a regular there. If anyone can help, it's her.
After taking your clothes off, you get into bed, quite excited about finding out what's happening there tomorrow.
Please, just fall under it or something, please. I should ask Sophie about that sketchy place, maybe even get an invitation. I'll go at noon and try to get some rest in the morning. Now this is interesting. But we don't have enough time to continue another run. We tried doing two different things with the bouncer. I'm almost curious to what would happen if, you know what, we'll save here. And I want to see something real quick. If this just doesn't even... Alright, we're going to load it real quick. Here we go. Back off. I'm good, man. Don't care if I look like a pussy right now. I'm not stupid. I know trouble when I see it.
Harong this, the bouncer moves back, both surprised and disappointed.
Damn, I was looking forward to knocking some teeth out. What's that? I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
The big guy takes a good look at you.
Ugh, I remember when I was his age. It was my dream to come to a place like this.
Deciding to take it easy on you, the bouncer softens his tone.
Look, dude, newcomers can't enter this place without an invitation. Told you, I'm a regular. Cut the crap. I've been working here for a long time. I know all the regular clients. Clients? Does that mean Sophie's a regular here?
Finally, you decide to come clean in an attempt to get more information out of him.
Who has to invite me? A regular client has to put you on the list. Or you have to come with them when entering. Maybe I could get Sophie to take me with her. Hey, what's the holdup?
The bouncer notices a line starting to form behind you.
Oh, great. That's all the time we have today. Now beat it.
Seeing the annoyance on his face, you quickly take off to, well, to avoid infuriating him further. Managing to find your way back to the city. It doesn't take you
long. Okay, so it's about the same.
Less.
It goes inside.
Unintentionally,
there,
all
there,
the events
there,
of today, there, reverting there, as always.
Alright, so I think it's the same, actually. Let's see. Yep. So it doesn't matter. There's two ways to do it. But I like my way where, I don't know. Like, the fist way was pretty cool. But I like the one where, hey, buddy, you know, like, that was pretty cool. I like that way. So let's, I actually want to load that one back up. Yeah, we're going to use that one. Doesn't really matter, because that's literally where we're going to quit. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more or less theory, where I try to get in this building. What's in it? We'll find out.